So more fun and games. You know, it's another day in the U.S. As our president, you know, not just doubling down, but tripling down, quadrupling down. Now, again, the Twitter today just lit up with, I'm not a racist bone in the body, evidently. Maybe it's all of them. I don't know. Or maybe he has no bones. But judging from what I've seen, wow. Oh, the fun, the games. And look, the sad thing is this is just red meat for the base. This has got them all tingly in the panties and you're just as happy as they can possibly be. The question is, what's it going to do to the Democrats? Is it going to tear them apart? Will it unite them? We will find out as this game goes along. But here to share some thoughts on the day's news and what's going on around the world in Washington, D.C. I've got Michael Esker, Talk Media News. Mike, thanks for taking time for us.
Rick, it's good to talk to you. We go back a few years when we used to talk in the mornings, and it's good to talk to you any time of day. Listen, there's no such thing as a slow news day in the Trump era, but even by that standard, this has been a hectic and not a happy day. Throwing all kinds of language back and forth. You're a racist. No, you're a racist. Just moments ago, the House finished voting on this resolution that says that Donald Trump's tweets are absolutely racist, and that they legitimize fear and hatred.
Right.
But here's the problem: it went on almost straight party lines. The Democrats all voted for it. And the Republicans, with four exceptions, voted against it. I mean, what do you have to do to convince them that so much of what this guy says and does is racist, is divisive, is destructive to the country? And, you know, I was so taken aback earlier in the day when Kevin McCarthy, the Republican House leader, he defended Trump's remarks, people from all over the country were condemning them as racist. And McCarthy said, no, the Republican Party is the party of Lincoln. Well, this is not the party
no,
of
not.
Lincoln. It's the party of Donald Trump. It's not the party of Lincoln when the president issues racially divisive remarks. And he's not doing it unconsciously. He's doing it because he's made a whole career out of it, in and out of politics. And he believes that it works politically when he says racially provocative things. Look, the fact that so few Republicans are willing to challenge him tells us that it's his party, because the polls show 90% of Republican voters like what he says and does, and their poll numbers, members of Congress, aren't nearly that high.
No, I mean, look, at the end of the day, you know, are you really surprised? I mean, honestly, are you really surprised that this Republican Party is not condemning him? This is stuff that they've been saying under their breath in hushed tones. They've dog whistled this stuff for years. They've flirted with the racists. They've courted them. They've courted the white nationalists. They've done all this through dog whistle and through innuendo. Now they've got a guy who's full throatedly saying all the things they've been whispering to each other in the cloakroom for years. Is it any surprise that they're not standing up to condemn him? I would argue that they're not. This isn't the Republican Party so much of Donald Trump, but Donald Trump's the Republican Party as a whole. This isn't surprising to me.
No,
I mean,
look,
I go back to Pat Buchanan, you know, when he was running for president, and I think it was Molly Ivins who said it first, since I've been corrected, but I said it too. You know, his speeches were better in their original German.
In the original German, yeah.
Look,
we've talked about Trump with his history of racism, not renting to black people, the whole birther thing with Barack Obama, Charlottesville, wanting a Muslim ban, Mexican rapists, on and on and on. But what we're looking at with the Republican Party, let's not forget, they are the party that tried to stand in the way of every single piece of civil rights legislation in the 50s and 60s. They're the party that gave us Richard Nixon's Southern Strategy and Ronald Reagan talking about welfare queens and George Bush the Elder giving us Willie Horton. It's over and over. It's a series of, you know, dog whistles or sirens.
Yep.
But this guy, you know, found a home here. I don't think this guy has any real sense of what he believes in, except what works for him. He is a pragmatist of the highest order.
Yep.
And when he makes these racial comments, he is making a direct appeal to his base. And what that means is, what's so disturbing is not just that the president, who whomever he is the father figure, maybe one day the mother figure of the country, but that he is telling millions of people who find that appealing, that racism, they find it appealing. That's what is so disturbing.
No, I've said
so many of our countrymen feel that way.
Yeah, our president's a Twitter troll. I mean, that's all he is. Only he has the power of the office, and we've got a lapdog media that, you know, the salacious stuff. Oh, yeah, let's talk about this instead of all the really horrible stuff this administration is doing. All of the deregulation, all of the agencies that they're changing completely to not help working people, but to be used against working people.
All the judges.
All the judges. You know, someone sent me an article going, Rick, you know, you're wrong. The most important issue is the courts. And I go, yeah, that's an extremely important issue. You're right. But that's a lot harder to explain to people than, hey, you know, the Democrats are going to be the party. Hopefully, if they get their heads together, that's going to help you put food on the table and help you do better and be able to get forward. And then we can talk about the courts after people have been able to feed their kids.
Yeah. And do you hear anybody talking about that today, about the terrible enduring gap between the super rich and everybody else?
No, I heard Tom Steyer. I heard Tom Steyer say, you know, well, we don't want to stop Beyonce from making too much, because you know, the rich guy, you know, preaching about rich people. I just okay.
Well, the irony with this latest, you know, that set off this vote today, Trump and the four Democratic congresswomen, all of whom coincidentally are women of color. The irony is, it was just a week ago that those four women were in dispute with Nancy Pelosi.
Right.
And, you know, that made a remark about that she was being critical of them because they were women of color, which was a terrible...
which was a dumb thing to say.
Well, it was not only dumb, it was terribly, terribly wrong. I mean, this is a woman who has spent her entire career fighting for racial and religious and sexual minorities. She has fought the good fight when they were still back in elementary school. But the irony is, you know, at a time when there was this rift in the Democratic Party, and, oh, my God, what are we going to do now because we got to pull the party together, who comes along to help heal that rift because he talks so loud that you can't hear anybody else? Donald Trump.
Yeah.
He gave them a gift.
Yeah, no, I said, you know, on Inauguration Day, he could be the great uniter. He could be the guy who reunites the Democratic Party, unites the country against him.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is one of those perfect examples. I mean, he had the Democrats actually eating each other over this issue. And I'm surprised that a Republican didn't offer an amendment to this resolution to condemn AOC going after Nancy Pelosi. I'm really shocked at that.
Mm. I'm glad that this vote was held because that gives it a certain permanence. It says that when he runs for re-election, they can say he's the only president who has ever been condemned by the House of Representatives.
Yeah, but he's going to wear that like a badge of honor.
For overt racism. Well, if he does, then they're gonna have to deal with that. But I think it's a tough one to carry.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is that to his base, the more this stuff comes up, the more he's, you know, he's fighting for us, and you know, all those godless liberals are attacking our president. You could just I just see the right wing because I get this crap every day from them. And you know, this is another one of those when they're attacking him again. Send us money.
And his response is, anybody who criticizes him hates America.
That's it. And that's scary.
Go back where you came from is an echo of the Vietnam era, America, love it or leave it.
Yeah.
Isn't that the American spirit, to be able to criticize our country out of love, that we want to make it even better?
Yep.
But no, to him, that means you hate the country and you should go, back to where you came from.
Well, he should have left when he didn't like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd have made us all much happier.
Yeah. So listen, we'll be, you and I will be talking every Tuesday and Friday around this time.
Yeah, just about. I also wanted to get to the Jeffrey Epstein thing.
Oh my God. Well, look, I mean,
because I'm curious, it's kind of fallen off the radar with all of this other stuff. Curious if this wasn't thrown out as a cover for the other.
Oh no, I don't think so. This will be back in the headlines on Thursday when this judge decides, are we going to let him go home or are we going to keep him behind bars? Look, this is a guy with his own private jet, with his own private island, with phony passports that he has access to. There's no way in the world that this judge, and if I'm wrong, throw it back at me on Friday, but I cannot conceive of a judge saying, yeah, he's not really a risk to take flight. That
no,
would be stunning.
He's most certainly a risk to take flight.
Oh, absolutely. I can't think of somebody who's a greater risk.
Yeah, if it were you or me or anybody else, anybody without the kind of means he got, we'd be rotting in jail.
Listen, he didn't just seduce these girls. He seduced political figures.
Yep.
He seduced attorneys. He seduced television stars. I mean, they were partying with him. What kind of parties they were, I don't know. But there was one with just him and Trump and 20-some young women. I don't think they were discussing politics. I don't know that they were doing anything wrong, but he was a seducer of people, not just women for sex, girls for sex, but people for power connections. And that's a dangerous thing.
Yeah, I had someone ask me the other day, how he made all of his money. And I actually don't know how he made all his money. But, this person said, their thought was that he used the lure of these young girls to get blackmail material and all these people. And said, no, hey, since I've got all this, you should do business with me.
Well, I don't know how he made it, but he's not the billionaire that he has pretended to be, apparently. Although he is a multimillionaire, which is not a bad category to be in.
Yeah, I'd take it.
Yeah.
I would take it. And finally, the raids. Evidently, there were supposed to be a bunch of raids, didn't happen.
Well, that's once again hyperbole on the part of this president. First saying, we're going to get millions of people. Come on. We're going to get thousands of people. Come on. And not only did they get apparently very few, but that might be a good thing for him, because imagine all these TV stations were poised and ready to go out and watch. Imagine the optics. Imagine the vehicles, the visuals, if they're taking away women, children who are crying.
Yeah, I still remember Elian Gonzalez.
Yeah. So imagine this over and over and over. I mean, that would bring this picture home in ways that a lot of people still haven't really taken in.
No, and also, they get the wrong address once. They kick in the door. Look, this has happened. I mean, this is
absolutely.
They kick in the wrong door. They put one between the eyes of the guy reaching for his remote control. It turns out he was a natural born American with several generations long. That stuff happens.
Yeah, stuff happens.
Sad times. But Mike, I appreciate the time. Always great. I look forward to talking to you again real soon as things heat up and do what they do.
All right, pal. Good talking to you.
Good stuff. Our good friend Michael Lasker, Talk Media News. Quick break. Right back. Stick around. Listen to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
Radio of, for, and by, we the working people. The Rick Smith Show.